West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Veterans Association continuing their fundraising efforts for the dollars needed to maintain existing veterans parks in Harrelson County and to start and complete the new West Georgia Military Museum and Education Center, which President Sammy Robinson anticipates will be complete and open to the public by Independence Day 2025. Among the fundraisers held by the HCVA, the annual Classic Car Show held every Saturday after Memorial Day.
They're a whole lot different than the automobiles that we drive today. Back in my day, they called them the boats. They were about as long as a boat, especially a town car, Cadillacs, Ford. They just love these old cars. And people will spend thousands and thousands of dollars to make them run and to make them really shine.
And Robinson says the HCVA has so far raised approximately $350,000 for the West Georgia Military Museum and Education Center project.
The building is 150 foot long, 100 foot wide, two stories high. We will go back to 1776 and come up until today. There'll be a section for each one of these wars and conflicts that we've been in. There'll be a huge educational center, library, theater, chapel, and many other things. This is not Tallapoosa, and this is not Harrelson County. It's West Georgia. We've already poured the concrete for the pad. Everything's in it. The building will be here about the 14th of June.
The Museum and Education Center will be built directly across from the Veterans Memorial Park on Robinson Avenue in Tallapoosa on a former ball field. The Harrelson County Schools District donated the property for the project. Tomorrow's Classic Car Show is free to the public. It is from 8 o'clock a.m. till 1:30 on Robinson Avenue in Tallapoosa between the Vets Park and the Tallapoosa Civic and Cultural Arts Center. Funds raised through the event tomorrow come via donations and the fee for classic car owners to showcase their ride. Well, work has begun on a new patient tower at Tanner Medical Center in Carrollton. The almost 97,000-square-foot expansion will add 50 beds to the hospital. The project marks the most significant expansion to the hospital since it opened a new emergency department and surgery center in 2013. The three-story tower will be built atop the emergency department near the corner of Clinic Avenue and Ambulance Drive. Along with the tower, the project will renovate several existing patient rooms. Construction will also include a 16,000-square-foot central energy plant to provide heating, cooling, and emergency power to the hospital. A 43-year-old Jackson, Georgia man accused of selling methamphetamine, fentanyl, and non-opioid sedatives to at least one potential distributor in Carrollton has been sentenced to 10 years, 7 months in federal prison to be followed by 8 years of supervised release. According to U.S. Attorney Ryan Buchanan, in 2022, Mark Anthony Powell worked with others to sell drugs to an individual in Carrollton. Along with the drugs, Powell sold ammunition and 5 firearms, including an Uzi .22 caliber long rifle with a silencer. Powell was arrested in June of 2022 in Carrollton after leading law enforcement on a vehicle chase, during which approximately 1 kilogram of methamphetamine was thrown out of Powell's truck window. A pistol and a substance containing fentanyl was found in Powell's vehicle at the time of his arrest. Agents also executed a federal search warrant at a residence in Carrollton where some of the drug and firearms transactions had occurred, and they seized 6 firearms from the residence, including rifles, shotguns, and a pistol. Powell was already prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition because he had previously been convicted of a felony offense. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.